Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight. feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
you can't, Lord, change.
wonderful change.
Y'all remember this?
Has come over me.
How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. And, of course, my famous, infamous partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on, Van? How you doing?
Hey, hey, what's going on, Paul? I'm doing great, my brother. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I'm cool, finally.
I know that's right.
My goddaughter's son. I don't know how you have that in relations or whatever, but that's one of my nephews, I guess. Anyway, he had what's called a trunk party tonight. I don't know if I'm old or what. I didn't know what the heck they was talking about with a trunk party. But as it turns out, they get one of the old Foot Lockers, you know, the trunks. And he put it up because he's going away to college. So
okay,
he got a he's going away to college.
Praise
so
God.
The trunk, he got his registry. Drexel, it's in PA, so in the Philadelphia area. It's a pretty good school.
Yeah, I'm
so
familiar with it.
Close enough to home. You are okay.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, I figured you might know it. Yes, I'm sorry.
Just a little something, you know.
That's right. Look, I just saw you in Philadelphia.
Yes, you did. Ladies and gentlemen.
Man,
Paul Sampson. It's definitely the whole package, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
What an honor it was to meet you in the flesh, my brother.
Man.
And it only took 3-4 years. Is that right?
It's about 4 now, yeah.
Before, yep.
If it isn't 4 already, it's very close. But
absolutely,
yeah, man, that night was just like, wow, monumental to me.
Indeed.
I mean, you know people through the radio, you know, through our interactions on the phone or whatever. So and we do build relationships, respect, humility with each other. You know, we a family, but I never met none of them.
Yes.
You know, other than Danielle, Angela, and for real, that's it. But that night, oh my god, that was so awesome. Everybody
yes,
could actually put. I mean, even though we see each other, even on the video chat, it's still not the same as face-to-face human interaction. You know, I leave all the chats and all that mess to the young folks. I like to see people. And that was
Right. That was awesome. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it really was. And I think tonight's going to be awesome because, you know, we're just going back down memory lane. Just dig
like
back
it.
In the archives and just grab something. Yeah. Hey, because we all got some of them old ones that we forgot about, you know, blow the dust off of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember this, John. Let's do that tonight. Some of them, you know, I saw one today that I passed over, but it's just not right just yet. But it's one that I have to revisit soon, if you know what I mean. It's a nice one, but it's not right. So, but I found it again. I found it.
That's all right. That's all right. Man.
So what do you say? We do as we always do before we get started. And in that, would you do us the honors of getting us started this evening, Dan?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Let us humbly go to God's throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, Lord, asking first and foremost forgiveness for any sins that we have committed that you disapprove of, Lord God. And Father God, we ask for extended grace and mercy, Lord God, upon us, as you often already do, Lord God. Father God, we know that you are a God of purpose. And whatever purpose you have for us here tonight, Lord God, we pray that we bring it to fruition. Father God, I ask a prayer request over the listeners, the poets, the host, Lord God, the entire Epiphany family, Lord God, that you continue to cover us mightily, Lord God. Continue to guide us as we walk this path that you have chosen for us, Lord God. And Father God, continue to challenge us and give us the trials and tribulations that you deem worthy for us to succeed or fail for growth. Father God, we want to lift up the world to you right now, Lord God. In all aspects, we can see so much brutal death and nonsense and violence just plaguing the globe. But Father God, we know that you have the final say. So God, continue to create in us clean hearts, Lord God, so that we can continue to serve you, so that we can continue to do your will, Lord God, not our will, but your will be done, as it is on earth, as it is in heaven. And Father God, we will be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due your name. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Yes, yes, amen. Amen. Thank you. I had to make sure I wouldn't mute it. I've been doing that lately. I'm going to mute myself for 1 second while I open this loud door. So give me literally one second. Okay, 2 seconds. But I'm back in the house now. I'm kind of excited about tonight. I think there's going to be some really interesting poetry spit tonight. Yeah. It's no restrictions, no boundaries, just hey, do that one. So with that being said,
right.
You want to start us off, my brother?
Sure, my brother.
Let's get it started, yeah.
But you got see how you be putting me to work, right? See how you be putting me to work already, just starting the show, and already I got two. Huh? What's that, Paul?
I've met you now. I'm a little bit taller than you. So now
you might be a little bit taller, but you're slightly smaller.
I want to know.
You know, you carry around some nice metallics. So I'll just, you know. I'll just do what you ask
anyway,
me to do.
What piece did you have for us tonight, man?
This piece is called Broken Branch.
Oh, I like that already. The mic is yours, sir.
Thank you. One of my branches broke off my tree. It severed itself in the winds just to break free. The severity of the breeze was just too much. To stay connected to that which is connected to the root of the vine, as the branch aged, it became brittle, which is fine. But it forgot that its place was to stay, blessing, never realizing that the fruit and nourishment being canceled was the true blessing. Now in the midst of turbulence, the trials and tribulations' utmost presence, disturb the divine order of your perseverance through the storm. The branch allowed itself to become free and unstable in its current form, just laying on the ground in the dirt, to be tossed to and fro and possibly hurt by the very things it was designed to give life to, man. And now all I can do is watch this part of me die. Just die. No more watering from the angels' tears from heaven. All my gifts of love leaving. And your position now can't even be replanted to help someone else's blessings be granted. And that's that piece.
Wow. You know, man, that might be my favorite piece of yours.
Oh, man, I'm humbled. Thank you, Paul.
Man.
To God be the glory, man. To God be the glory.
That piece speaks about your purpose. It's your validation. When you become transparent with yourself.
Yes.
A lot of power. A lot of power. Wow. I don't know if I got nothing to follow that. You want to just open the line? And I come in.
Man, nah, brother. Nah, brother. You got
man.
To, bro. You got to go ahead and do
Whoa.
This thing, man.
I have no idea what I'm going to do now. Hold on. You done just, man, look. I don't like you right now.
It's all right. I love you still.
Man. What am I going to do now? Sheesh. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to do that. Is that finished? Okay. And it's a short one. Wow. Okay. All right. Wow, man. That piece.
He wrote it. He wrote it, to be honest. He didn't help write it. He wrote it. Daddy wrote it.
I know that's right. I'm in that co-author position myself, or whatever you want to call it, or what is it, a ghostwriter? You know,
ghostwriter. There you go.
I know what you mean. All right, this piece. I don't even remember writing. Anyway, this piece is called "I've Been Altered on the Altar."
Mike is yours.
Thank you. When I left myself, my fears, my desires, lusts, anger, and wholeheartedly empty and expectantly approached the altar of the Most High, I felt something hard to explain. I felt what I think the word peace supposed to really mean. I felt the presence of Christ, the King. There was something different, something tangible yet elusive about this experience, something that made me yearn for more. Something to let me know that I had so much better in store. I never again had to be like I was before. Like I was before my heart heard the altar call. Like I was when, because of my hardened heart, it was fall. Like I was when I was Satan's puppet, his personal Chucky doll. My life was altered on the altar. Praise God for his life-enhancing, life-altering, life-giving altar call. I now have all that I need to get up on those occasions when I fall, washed clean by the blood of Jesus, stand up, get up, and spiritually altered, all made possible. When through Christ, we have the privilege of directly approaching his life-altering altar. That's that piece.
Man, Paul. Hey, did you say I'm no longer Satan's puppet, be used like a Chucky doll? Did I hear that right? Y'all heard that, right? I know I wasn't the only one that heard Y'all heard that, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this was an amazing piece. I love this, Paul. I love this.
Mm.
Powerful. Very powerful.
Man. Like I said, I don't even remember writing this.
Nah, powerful, brother.
This was written November 28th, 2021. Wow. At 3:34 in the morning.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's what happens when you are a ghostwriter.
Hey. I love it, man.
Sometimes I distinctly heard him tell me, grab your tablet or grab your pen. When I was in prison, I used to sleep with a pen and paper under my mattress because in the middle of the night, at any given time, he's going to hit me with something. And I better write it down because if I tell myself, oh, yeah, I'll remember it and go back to sleep, it's gone in the morning. So, yeah, when you're a ghostwriter, you got to be ready. Oh, but wow. Oh. He is amazing with what he allows us to do.
Yes, he is. You better believe it, man. You better believe it.
Whew. If y'all know him, even a smidgen of how I know him, and I only know him a smidgen of what others know him, man, look, you would want to know him. Man, oh, man. All right. Let's say we open some lines. That's I see a few hands raised out there. I think somebody else might want to chime in on this. What
yes,
you think
sir.
About that one, man? You think we should let Texas in on the line?
We should.
What you think? We should? Okay. All right. Just as you said, so we're going to do this. Good evening, Amelia. How is
good
evening,
King.
Good evening, good evening.
Both your pieces were amazing. So, Paul, you said something dusty. So I'm going way back to before anybody knew who Amelia T. Davis was. There was no such person as poetical angel queen. And most people knew her by Mimi.
Oh, whoa. You're getting some Mimi right, huh?
Yeah, this is back. This was written back in the 1990s. And it happened to have been one of somebody's favorite poems. I'm sure you could pretty much figure out who that might have been. And this piece,
Got it.
This piece is called Don't Pity Me, I Have God.
Mike is yours, Queen.
How much does one person have to endure? Born without a earthly father. During a time when it was unusual, when it was looked down upon, a mother who turned her back on me when I needed her the most, always being told I wasn't good enough, losing the man who loved me and was the only father figure I had. I was only 6 years old when he died. Being forced into sex at only 13 years old. Becoming pregnant at 15 years old and having an abortion. Leaving the man that had taken my virginity after he cheated on me more times than I could count. Then came the father of my son. What joy had given birth to my son? His father abused me and held me in fear. He was savage, beating me over and over again. Later, I was raped by a stranger. The joy I once found in my son turned into sorrow. My son would treat me so badly, calling me awful names, taking his anger at the world out on me. Yet, I did find God. I was saved. My Lord and Savior is my strength and hope. He is my joy and the lover of my soul. He has healed all those painful memories. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Wow, Amelia, that was an incredible piece. Hearing that and knowing that that was something that you wrote many, 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 many years ago, before I knew you, it kind of allows me to know you in a different light, know a little bit more about you. I applaud your transparency in that piece, particularly being younger and having the bravado to write your raw emotions. It was a very emotional piece. It lets one actually see a little bit about who you really are. So I appreciate you for that piece. God bless you, Queen. That was a beautiful piece.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Paul.
Is that the first time you did that? Van, you ever hear that one before?
I don't recall if I have, to be honest, because it's a very heartfelt, moving piece. You definitely become so transparent in that piece that how cannot anyone sit and empathize with what you went through. But God. But God,
yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
actually, neither one of you have heard this. As I said, it dates back into the 1990s, meaning I was living in California at the time, which means I hadn't even moved here to Texas, which means I was nowhere near a microphone. It was written just between me and God, actually. And in the very beginning, when started on the radio, perhaps three people walking the earth today might remember that piece. And that would be Phil, Steve, and EM might remember it. But I haven't done it in a good 8-9 years at least.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you for dusting it off a little bit for us tonight. What was the title of that again, Amelia?
That was
Mimi, right? What was the title of that again, Mimi?
It's called Don't Pity Me, I Have God. Because, again, before coming down here and interacting with, you know, church folks, and would briefly explain, you know, my testimony, I could see pity in their eyes as I would describe what I'd gone through. And I didn't want people to pity me. I wanted them to rejoice mm-hmm. with me because God mm-hmm. saw me through all of that
mm-hmm.
and brought about a change for the positive that I could stand and say, I have a personal relationship with God, and I love him, and he loves me. And he saw me through all of these circumstances to where I stand today.
Amen.
And even now, like 20, 30 hmm. years later, and how much more has he stood by my side? The story yes. from that point on that you all are aware of, both you and Dan. So mm-hmm. how much more has he protected me, guided me, gave me blessings, mercy, and miracles.
Amen.
Amen. That's a testimony for you, Amelia. Oh, I thank you so much for really embracing the theme and dusting something off, because that was that needed to be brought back to life. Yes. Thank you for that.
Yes,
we're
going
to send you to the praise lounge, but you better stick around. Tell your pooch to hold his bowels for a few, and you stick around and listen to.
And she does hate both of you tremendously. I think if y'all ever came to visit me and she heard your voices, because, of course, she don't know what y'all look like, but she heard your voices, she'd probably growl at you like, I don't like you. One love, one my king. Thank you
one
so
love,
much. God
mind.
Bless
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
God bless you.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
Oh, man.
That was a powerful piece. Wow. Man, they coming through the gates from the gate, bringing that fire. And,
yes,
you know, and you know, Brother O, you know, sometimes he come on the mic and he kind of melt the mic. Then there's other times he come on there and he blow him up, but one thing is consistent. Brother comes to the mic with some inspiration. My brother, well, how are you tonight?
Good, brother. How are you doing?
What's going on, Brother O?
I'm having a good time.
How's it feeling, man?
How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling very good. How you guys feeling?
Feeling great, man. I'm
I
feeling
can't
great.
Complain.
Good.
And I wouldn't have
well, been anymore.
You know, with this, everybody's saying that it's a good night, and I truly believe it is a good night. It's peaceful, it's quiet. We're breathing. We have control of our senses. I know that means that you're going to bring something that's going to just hit us right where we are and just do what you do.
Right.
So what you got for us tonight, Brother?
This poem is called Life is Ain't Meant to Be Fair, and Don't Play No Favorites Either.
Whoa. All right, life ain't meant what?
Life ain't meant to be fair, and don't play no favorites either.
Oh, man.
Don't play? Oh, man, look at here.
Okay.
Man. Hey, okay, well, you know what? You got this, bro. The mic is yours, King.
God is no respecter of person because it rains on the just as well as the unjust. A very important lesson when I was a young man for my parents, life ain't meant to be fair and it don't play no favorites either. Brother, why did you have to go through 3 open heart surgeries and go through numerous physical afflictions and limitations? Why did you endure rejection, ridicule, and betrayal by people who you thought were very close to you? Why did you have to go through seasons of loneliness and many failed relationships? Why did you have to go through enduring seasons of not being recognized and appreciated for your numerous contributions? Why did you have to go through your experiences with bullying? Why did you have to go through seasons of unemployment and financial trouble. And why do you have people hating on you still? My brother, that ain't fair. Who told you that life was supposed to be fair? Let me explain something to you. If I didn't go through all of those experiences throughout my 47 years on this planet, the determined and resilient brother that you are listening to right now would not even exist. I would not have learned that the grace is not given to the strong or the swift. It is given to those who endure hardship. I wouldn't be able to endure the peaks and valleys of life. I wouldn't have appreciated the good times and learned how to handle tough times. And I would not have learned in humility in the midst of success and consistently being the real and authentic brother, older than the miracle professor of poetry without compromising my true character, integrity, and identity. My dear brothers and sisters, life was meant to be fair. We wouldn't have such issues as racism, discrimination, poverty, unemployment, and other types of social injustices. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't be dealing with sicknesses and diseases, hunger and homelessness in the most powerful and prosperous country in the world. We wouldn't have millions of people living from paycheck to paycheck. We wouldn't have millions of people without adequate insurance. We would not have these epidemics of mental illness and these mass shootings invading our nation. And life is meant to be fair. Everybody will be a millionaire instead of working on minimum wage and trying to make a dollar to 15 cents. There'll be no wage gaps between men and women. There will be no worries about meeting the basic needs of life. There will be no worries about being able to buy what we want and need. If life is meant to be fair, we would not have a messed up education system that fails our children and does not prepare them for the real world. We would not have a criminal justice system that still favors the rich over the poor. And we would not have an economic system that benefits the wealthiest 2% of the American population over the 98% who are still being denied the basic opportunity and the right to have the so-called American dream. If life is meant to be fair, we would not have struggles or issues. We would not have challenges or tests. We would not have any mishaps or tragedies. We would not have pain, death, and suffering. We would not have any tests, trials, and tribulations. And we would not have any worries or fears. My dear brothers and sisters, God don't play favorites, nor does he give you any special treatment. Because in life, all of us who are living on this planet right now is going to go through something. So don't expect go through life unscathed. The more gifted, talented, and anointed you are, the greater the challenges that you will face in this lifetime. Remember this, as I bring this poem to a close, everything that you have gone through so far in your life was all a part of God's master plan for your life. For at the end of the day, my dear brothers and sisters, it all works out together for your good anyhow. That's at peace.
Woo.
Wow. Wow. Man. I got a whole lot out of that piece. But what I really got out of that piece was a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call to how we've allowed power to be diminished, how we've lost our way, how much we have that we've let them take.
Yeah.
It's a wake-up call, my brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
In so many areas of life, we've just punked out. you know, like you said, yeah. And we've allowed this country to punk out, quote unquote, one of the richest
right.
countries in the world. And we got people starving to death, homeless, panhandling.
Right.
That's all they can do to survive. Man, but you better tell somebody. Van, we did pay the premium on the mic insurance this month, didn't we?
We did. We definitely did.
Okay. All right, good.
Because those adding to the destruction of the mics tonight.
Okay. Well, what you going to do? For, in exchange for what he gives us, you know, I think we got the better end of the deal.
Absolutely. This is a dynamite piece, Brother O. Again, you stay consistent and diligent to the work of the Father, man. So,
yes,
I'm glad my daddy is with you too, because people need to hear the truth. So I appreciate you
right.
for bringing this piece.
That's it.
Brother O, my brother, I hope you're gonna hang out with us, because I see. We got quite a lineup. I think you'll enjoy the rest of the evening. So you're going to chill with us in the praise lounge and, you know, be blessed
okay.
by the rest of the callers. That's what's up.
Sure.
One love, one mic,
sure.
my brother. God bless you.
Damon, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. As always, like you said, man, Brother O comes through with that fire. And this next caller, he's no stranger to the Inspiration Factory and to a whole lot of other stuff. This next caller, none other than T-34 Music, was good with you, my brother.
Hello, see, Brother Paul and Brother Van.
How you doing, bro?
How are you? Hey, I'm doing fine.
I
just want to touch on one thing.
Yeah.
Remember, Van, the topic y'all had Thursday night that I skipped out on?
This past Thursday, yes. Yes,
this past Thursday, yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. My reason for skipping
uh-huh.
out on it is because I can't sit there and say God doesn't answer my poetic prayers. For example, late January, remember what I was doing for 30 years before that changed up. And I give God credit for using you as a vessel because you used to call it the plantation. And I didn't see the slave mentality until after I got out of it. Yeah. I was trying to extend
wow.
that slave mentality. I was getting ticked off at the president, at the government, and all that when I didn't
yeah.
see that the season was up. And I
wow.
got to do what I'm doing now. So God
Please.
Answers that poetic prayer. God answered poetic prayers financially, where me and the missus was almost kicked out of the facility because of finances trying to catch up until I realized that same 30-year thing owed me some money. We're caught up. We got God answers poetic prayers there. The lab, you know about Dexter's lab.
Yes, sir.
And you see it's back up. And
I
the
see.
Reason I say that is because during the time it was down, he didn't say it wasn't going to happen. He just said, not yet. So he had me focus on writing poetry.
Wow.
So the answers that God does, he does answer your poetic prayers. He says, yes, no, or not yet. So
my man.
That's a testimony right
my
there.
Man.
And I say thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Amazing.
Wow. That gives my heart joy just to hear people speak
yes.
about Because there's so much that happens in our lives that we sometimes attribute to ourselves, our own smartness, or just a good luck and all of this stuff. And we just overlook the hand of God in these things. So when someone actually gets it and sees God's hand, man, it's a beautiful thing to hear. See, Doug, thank you for that, my brother.
And you're welcome, because it's about trusting in the Lord and leaning not to your own understanding. And
yes,
I'm still trying to get
3:5-8.
You better
yes,
tell
sir.
Somebody.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm still trying to get that because I'm one
scripture.
Flesh. But
mm-hmm.
that's
yes, sir.
But I have to.
Okay. Well, after that sermon, I don't know how much better it could get. But we want to see what you bring for us tonight.
Well, this piece I was going to do on their Poetry Idol show, but I changed mm-hmm. up into the Go Home to Your Husband thing. This piece Ooh. Is called Idol Treat.
Idol Treat?
Idol Treat. Like idol.
Oh, treat. Okay.
Treat.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mike is yours, King.
Thank you. I didn't do nothing. I'm in this quiet space. Attempts to meditate and pray, just a good morning is all I can say. Fighting temptations, I mean, am I really? You aren't really killing demons when you entertain images pleasing you. I'm stuck in this idol tree, which could lead me into adultery, vulnerable, and idolatry. Seeking and sitting immobile on this upholstery as I do my dirt all by my lonely dishes. I see my reflections in broken mirrors, causing me to take inventory of my appearance so I can ask myself, who is this? Hear my inner whispering, get busy. Don't stay sedentary in this landfill, making this my landscape where I can't escape, attaching negative language to my personality. This silence makes me noncompliant. I want to belong as one of the chosen few, but according to the Bible, I lose my so-called friends to be isolated on this island, but that'll be all right, because God is right by me through these trials. And I'm finding out the devil is repetitive, sending me the same messages as a setup to mess me up, using women related to Delilah and Jezebel as sedatives through sexiness, using buttocks and huge breasts to render me a vegetable, where they overwhelm and overpower because that's their main goal. They only want to be my God while performing perverted things, snatching my soul. I have to remain focused around localized locusts, hoping I stay compliant and comatose. Under the control of low esteem, vibration, whoredom, where I don't run to the Lord first. Got to do something wholesome. Instead of being stuck in this shelf, on this shell of myself wholesale, walking through this wicked world knowing I'm just a nomad, abnormal to the program, going somewhere unknown as a grown man. Where will I become or end up? I'll keep that to myself while I pedal towards my mission. So when death comes, I'll be ready and rested to tell the truth of my transgressions, hoping to be accepted into God's presence in heaven. And that's the peace.
Wow. My brother.
Go ahead, man. I gotta let that marinate for a
second. It's all good, Brother Paul. I mean, C-Double always infuses, no matter what type of poetry he does, musical genius within it. And I do my dirt all by my lonesome, my brother.
Oh,
hey, man, I dig this piece, man. I dig this piece. I dig your flow. And I dig the content of what you're saying through this piece, man. also part of your testimony, brother. So to God be the glory. Phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal ink.
Thank
Paul,
you.
My pleasure, brother.
Yeah, what he said.
No. You know, you really caught me with the metaphorical imagery that you gave when using the fruit, how you showed its connection with sin. In a sense, its connection with our powerlessness, you know. There was a lot in that. Man, that was a powerful piece. It speaks about our choices. You know, with the title of that piece, Idle Tree, it that gives you a question right there. You know, what kind of tree are you going to be? That was a powerful piece, my brother. Man, though.
Well, you know,
thank you.
The idle mind is a devil's workshop, and I've learned that many every day, and I fight that every day.
Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, you're not alone in that. My brother, you're not alone in that. I think we all have those moments. But the fact that we're here speaking as we are this evening shows that maybe we're just doing something right in those moments, you know. Keep on fighting. Keep on doing what we do. Spread
God's
word through his gift of this pen, this ink. When we're obedient to him. So I thank you for your obedience and allowing him to use you to write that piece this evening, for us this evening, my brother.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to present that for somebody to get it.
Yes, sir.
I know that's right. So his word does not go out without coming back, achieving the purpose for which it was sent. So know that it was meant for somebody this evening. Thank
yes.
you, my brother. I hope you can hang out. Well, I hope you're working tonight.
No,
I hope you can hang out. Check out the rest. Okay, that's right.
I'll check the playback.
Yeah.
Okay. One love, gotcha. One mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One
God
love,
bless you.
Mike. God bless you, bro. Man, they bringing that heat tonight. Sheesh. It's a good
hey, man,
thing
look,
pray
look,
to
I don't already I don't already have to be you know the maintenance team to bring out some more mics because
okay
yeah, they kill
man,
them
that's why you're a station manager because you're thinking about that stuff you know that's why you make the big bucks and even when you get fired you come back anyway now I see why
I come
you
back anyway
I'm smart of it.
I just keep coming back I just keep coming back
phew. Look, we're going to keep things moving right along because we got some more fire from a beautiful young lady who happens to be a spoiling grandmother, but one of them proud grandmothers, so I better watch what I say because I don't want no trouble. But we're about to be blessed if this thing will let me open her mic. Come on now. Act right, baby. You can do it. Here we go. We have none other than Danielle, a.k.a.
Hey.
La Perla Negra.
Hey,
Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, boy, how y'all doing?
Doing all right. How you doing?
How you doing?
Ooh, stupidity. Oh, my goodness. It's all good, though. I'm grateful.
But if you can say that, then it's a good thing.
Absolutely. The show is going really, really well tonight, gentlemen. Your people, as always, are really, really good.
Thank you. For his glory, of course.
I felt something about tonight. God wanted to put some words out here tonight. I thought it in my spirit. We just going to be obedient and hear what saith the Lord. You know?
Right? Yeah.
We can't go wrong when we do that, huh, man? That's kind of,
we
that's kind of going the safe route.
We cannot.
Following them. following him? No,
yes,
you can't.
No problem.
No way, yes, shape, or form.
I know that's right. You sound like that the voice of experience or something.
Oh, you know, now you know, you already know. That's funny because my piece is actually called The Gift of Experience. That's what's up.
Oh, wow. The Gift.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know what? See, there is no confusion with God. His things are ordained to go in order. And you see how we that just came out. And what did you tell us the name of your piece was? See?
The Gift of Experience. Yeah.
I'm going to shut my mouth and hear what the Lord has to say for you in this piece. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. The Gift of Experience. You know, when God wants to let you know your blessing is in, and he'll lead you to it for a minute, but you ain't paying attention, he'll put you in a holy place, meaning he'll separate you from it just so you can get a different look at it. That way you'll recognize that he did hear you and he gave you what you asked for, that you had it, but now you'll see what it's like without it, because you don't keep your word when he did. Doesn't mean that blessing still isn't yours, but just to show you how to appreciate it and not to make promises you can't keep. Now, I've faced hardship, heartbreak, and tragedy, dealt with envious, jealous, and devious hearts. And worst of all, my real downfall, trying to hide the real me. Yet and still, I rise above it all with peaceful joy in my heart as an untamed wild spirit that continues to illuminate. Roof over our heads, food to fill our belly, light to see, water to cleanse and replenish, and peaceful warmth. All the basic essentials. And on top of that, I bear beautiful fruit. My greatest gifts given. 3 healthy pain in the butt. My beautiful children. Good friends, bad friends, chosen and unchosen family. All of this love and wisdom sent from the universe to little old me. Though I'm just a speck in the Creator's design, I still see the truth in the light of love. With all I've experienced, so I will remain eternally grateful and thankful for my gifts and the gifts of experience. I said to you.
Ooh.
Wow. I had to unmute myself. ooh. Let me, Danielle. Ooh. I just got something. First, previous poem I had mentioned something about the analogies of the fruit in our sin, our fallen sin nature and our powerlessness. But you spoke in this piece about a beautiful fruit. The beautiful fruit, the planting of those seeds that birthed beautiful fruit out of that other fruit. And it shows the cleansing, the new life of Christ. But it also made me think, and this is what just hit my head right before I couldn't stumble to unmute myself, is we did a show a couple of shows back about breaking generational curses and praying for the future generations.
Mm-hmm.
And that piece shows the breaking of generational curses. It shows the empowerment of the Diana, that piece, it gave me goosebumps.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I thank God for using you for that. Man, I'm sorry.
I don't know what I can say after that. He had a real Hovind Douglas moment just a moment ago, ladies and gentlemen, where he decided to take up all the commentary. But I will do my best. La Perla Negra, this was an amazing piece of poetry. I had to have the maintenance team bring up another mic. Thank you for that. And I know God is pleased with what you brought tonight, so thank you.
Thank you. I hope so.
So, La Perla Negra, before we let you go, are you doing anything with the Epiphany family that you would like to maybe let everybody know about?
Yeah, I do a couple of things. You know, I hang about here and there.
Okay.
Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Rob, the djembe poet, Morrow. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress with some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Song. Now, definitely cannot give you the topic on here because it just wouldn't be appropriate. I wasn't going to anyway because you know how we tease y'all. But I co-host with my awesome, sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. V.I.P. And y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Was there an increase in the budget that anybody told me about? Because with all them jobs she got to be getting paid pretty good, man. Can a brother get a cut?
Hey, listen. One thing I do not approve is the increases in the pay. You definitely got to take that up with the CEO. Baby.
Good answer, man. Good safe answer, man. Oh, Danielle, man, look. Y'all is bringing, back to back to back to back. Fire, praise, birthing seeds. Y'all is doing the dang thing tonight. That's all I can say on that. That's all I got to say about that.
That's what happens when you let go and let God and just let him do what he's going to do. Try not to be a chatterbox, but you know, when you put your faith in God, you also believe in yourself because he's deep within your heart. You know? And that's how things work out, too. That's how it keeps you from stressing. If you believe in yourself, all that stress is removed from you because you just know you're going to get through it. You know you're going to do it. That's it.
I know that's right. Y'all remember that. And y'all call in and listen to her in some of her other personas, in one of her other 511 jobs. And y'all going to get a rounded picture of who Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, is. But one thing that's consistent about all of her personas and her multiple personalities, her Sybil moments, did I say that on the air? My bad. I had to get something, and I was being too good. I didn't feel right. But she's genuine. This is what I was trying to say. In all of her, all the hats she wears, she's genuine. So you'd be blessed to interact with her on any one of those platforms.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Van. Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
We ain't got into it at all tonight.
We have not.
I told you this was going to be something special tonight. I just had a feeling in my spirit.
Yes,
Danielle? Yeah. We're going to send you to the praise lounge to hang out with the other scribes and keep on listening, because things are even going to get, I'm not going to say better, but I see from the callers, I see things are going to be on the same level of praise, power. You don't want to miss it. Hang out with us.
Definitely. I'm here. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic. God bless you, Queen.
God bless you.
Man, this is, wow. I'm going to hurry up and open this next mic because I got a fuss for a minute. Y'all ever feel like a moment in your life where it felt like you was an orphan? Because your mama ran away and wasn't there for you to cry on her shoulders. Good evening, Mama O. I had to start off. Hey, stranger.
Is my mic okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm here.
I'm glad you're here.
I was called forth by a force that would not relinquish the power. And the powerful force kept calling me and saying, why aren't you here? Why have you forsaken me? And I have not forsaken you. It's just that I'm getting old.
Okay.
And the older I get, the more time it takes me to do the necessary things that I want to do. And then sometimes I don't get the things that I meant to do. But I meant to be here every time you call me. And now I am. So.
But you're here. It pays
to be consistent. And I love that in you. Thank you so much. Good. Never forgetting.
But you thought we were going to
give
up.
Mama always
takes
you
to all. You can't get away that easy. If you thought for a moment, no. Rethink that, okay? That's
okay.
All I got to say about that.
Read what?
We're just glad to have you here tonight. Have you been enjoying the show so far?
Yes, I've been listening and thinking to myself, you know, how powerful God is. Brother O definitely is a miracle. He's just, you know, so inspiring. And I sit here and think, I don't have any business complaining about anything. I don't have no reason to be saying anything about my life. So I decided to read a lesson from Matheno, M-A-T-H-E-N-A. And then what I did was I took that lesson that I'm studying from Matheno and incorporated my thoughts into it. So you'll hear my thoughts and Matheno's lesson in this piece.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Ben.
Wow.
Hello,
wow.
Paul.
Hello, Mama. How you doing?
Wow. Wow.
Here we go. From Matheno's lesson, a good death is better than an evil life. Yet I strive to live, therefore, as long as I ought, not as long as I can, while my life to others is worth more than death. It is my duty to preserve it. My position is, I pose a death pose while sleeping, only to find that I am not situated well. Moving my head from my elbow and the drool, I awaken to find, surprisingly, that I had not positioned myself too well. Turn to lie flat on my back and strike a new pose. I wanted to die as I had lived, positioned well, appearing to be ready in all ways that truly mattered, because a good death is better than an evil life. From unto thee I grant the economy of life, and that was my blessing. As the production of metal proves the work of an alchemist, so is death the test of our lives. Essay which shows the standard of all our actions would judge your life, examine the period of it, the end would crown the attempt. But where dissimulation is no more, or should I say when dissimulation is no more, there the truth will appear. He has not spent his life ill who know it to die well. Neither can he have lost all his time employing the last portion of his honor. Meaning, if you've given honor to God in the last portion of your life, you still have not wasted your life. The manifestation of karma. Avoid not death, for it is a weakness. Fear it not. For thou understandest not what it is at all, thou certainly knowest this, that death does put an end to all sorrow. If it does nothing else, it does do that. Think not the longest life being the happiest. That is untrue. But think best what you do to honor God and your life. Rejoice after death because you will have the advantage. The economy of life, manifestations of karma, is better than an evil life. So strive, I say, to live as long as you ought and not as long as you can. Now I'm going to scroll down to the end where it says, death is no enemy of man, it is a friend. When the work of life is done, death just cuts the cord that binds the human boat to earth, that it may sail away on smoother seas. No language can describe a mother's worth, and yours was tied and true, tried and true. But she was not called here until her called forth or called home until her tasks were done. The calls of death are always the best, but we are solving problems here on earth as well as there. And no one is sure to find himself where he can solve his problems best. And he can solve his problems best in heaven. But it is selfishness that makes one wish to call again to earth our dear departed souls. So let your mothers, your loved ones, rest in peace. And let her noble life be strength and inspiration unto you. And that's Martino's blessing. And I am using that as an example to not fear death and to do the best I can with the life God gave me. So therefore, when you lose a child or you lose a loved one, remember that we should strive to live our best life and not the longest life. And my child died at 43, but she had already finished college. She had already given me 3 grandchildren. She had already went to Paris. She had already got skipped in school. She was already doing her dream, growing mushrooms and lecturing across the world. And so therefore, this was a comfort to me And this should be a comfort to all who know that a good death is better than an evil life. And that's at peace.
Wow. Mama. Yeah, that's a very relevant piece. In the world we're living in today, there needs to be some support. Because I don't think there's a listener, caller, or someone who hasn't even thought about the show, who hasn't been impacted some way by the early transition of a loved one, or what we perceive as the early transition. There's a lot in that piece that I find comfort in. There's a lot of areas in that piece that make me think about some areas of my life. One line was, die as I live. I don't know if I want to do that. So it's areas that challenged me for some little self-reflection. There was a lot of meat in that piece. I appreciate you for that. I'm going to have to look up that lesson of Matena.
Matino,
you've piqued my interest in that. So I thank you for that as well. And welcome home, lady.
Thank you.
Suzanne, you have anything?
Yeah, that was definitely an amazing, amazing piece of art. And the message is very clear. The message is very clear.
Yeah, that's what's helping me to get through, you know, because people keep saying, you know, they want to live to be this age. And I'm like, I just want to live well and good while I'm here. Like, I mean, I'm not striving to be 104 or 97 or, I mean, you know, as long as I can take care of myself and do good, I just, you know, leave it up to the Creator who brought me here. And when it's time for him to take me away, I'm not going to be sitting up here, you know, worrying about it every day. I'm just going to live my best life every day. And realize that I don't have to mourn over my daughter, because like you said in Matino's lesson, you know, we shouldn't be selfish to be kind of bring people back to this. Half of us don't even want to be here, you know, like this place here, you know. So like it said, at least all sorrow has ended. And we don't have to worry about that once we make that transition. So I have just started settling for the idea that I'm not going to be praying to be living a long life, you know. I just want to pray to live a good life.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's about the quality of your life, not the quantity.
Well, when he was talking about the economics, economics, that life is the economy of life. Is already, that's your worth. When it's all boiled down to whatever, in the end, that's going to tell the story. How you lived your life is going to tell the whole story, you know, not how long you lived.
Yeah, exactly. But how you lived.
Right.
That's definitely words of wisdom to be heard, shared, and observed.
I love you, Paul.
You're still doing.
I'm not gonna get all teary.
You're still doing your mama duty.
right.
And the hardest thing I find for most humans to do, what they expect to go to a better place without doing the footwork here, and the hardest thing I find for human beings to do is to apologize when they're wrong. They can't do it. They just can't do it.
Mm.
It's like they can't do it. I just can't do it. I don't care if I go to hell. I don't care if I'm going to be a bad karma. I cannot apologize when I'm wrong. And that, for me, is another lesson. It's something that we must do. Clean your side of the street every day. Don't leave stuff lingering. Don't let the garbage build up. And live a good life. I love you two guys. Thank you for letting me share.
I absolutely love you, too.
Oh, thank you so much, and I definitely love you back. I love you more, as they politically correct say these days. It's just good to hear you and hear you sounding so content, at peace. Thank you for calling. And I want you to hang out for a little while and listen to what else is coming tonight.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. One love, one mic.
God bless you. One love, one mic.
Okay, baby. Baby boy. Hey. I'm glad you, hey, Van. I got enough of Van first. I'm glad you didn't say the mic was yours.
No, not this time. Not this time.
No. I want you to start saying the mic is yours.
Nah.
Can you say yours?
Good luck with
you
that.
You gotta
one.
Be different. You
Good
gotta be different.
That.
Let me hear you say it. The mic, you must say it for mama.
The mic is yours.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I think that's as good as you're gonna get.
That's the best I'm gonna get. Okay. Well, God bless.
Is that the South Carolina or is that the Baltimore?
That's a Baltimore.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with him. He always says that. Yeah. Okay, baby. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. God bless you, Mama.
Thank you.
That was good to hear her sounding as strong as she does. I see her out in a clubhouse, you know, in a few spots, but because I get notifications about that. But I hadn't heard her, so it's been a minute. I'm glad. All right. We're going to keep things going because we still got a couple more people. By the way, if you're listening in the chat rooms or anything like that, before the 11 o'clock hour, you must dial 319-527-6300. Be sure to press 1 and get your spot in the queue so that way we can hear from you. Tonight we're doing open mic. As you know, this is the Inspiration Factory that was offered to you and made possible to you through Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Brainstorm and brainchild of none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, who also happens to be the CEO and creator. And see, this man's pockets must run kind of deep that I'm looking at all this.
you know it, do.
Raw Links. Yeah. No pockets got to run deep. Raw Links, man.
You know it, do, brother.
Because he done got a grip out of me already, you know. I mean, I get a family discount, to, you know, but still, his stuff is just that good. You can't say no.
That's right.
Man, y'all have to check it out. Why be average? You could be raw. I got mine. Van, you got yours?
I definitely got mine.
I know that's right. I might put a picture of my latest purchase in the event page. That this thing is fire. Oh, man, the compliments I get on my ring, man. Anywho, let me hush. Bring on the next caller. How about we do that?
And absolutely.
The next caller is coming from Aritoge 747. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Motto.
Feel the vibe. What's up,
Rob?
What's good, bro?
What's going on, y'all?
How you feeling, brother?
Wow,
Mr. Sampson.
Okay.
I guess you can say that I'm feeling the rhythm of the spirit of the creator, and he's using the drum, or it's using the drum, because I feel that they're the creator and the creatress, but that's a whole other story. But it's using me to deliver the energy to all you beautiful, wonderful, spiritual people out there doing right by your creator.
Yes, sir.
I'm
let me shut up and let you have the mic. I want to hear this. Mic is yours, King.
All right. Well, this poem, you're talking about going back to the old school. This one is poem is a decade old. And so this was really in terms of my poetry, in terms of my growth, in terms of my being. This is entitled, I'm going to put you on speaker. Hold on.
Yo, can you all hear me? This one's entitled, I Ascend. I ascend from street anger slithering in my veins. My chiseled body frame flexing outrage hidden in the trenches. As lies are fortified by the oppressor, the tolerance for nonsense becomes lesser. Notwithstanding the difference of carbon units ignorance, streaking down dirty gutters and dark alleys with garbage and urine stenches. So I ascend from it all. Consumed with the ancestors praying they will heed my call. Because I'm tired of getting screwed with no Vaseline. Winals and dope fiends occupy my dream, becoming nightmare because it's my reality as crooked cops stare. Flashing blue lights fisking me, asking if I sell drugs and where I'm heading this late at night. I'm going somewhere, far and away, on account I can't stand the pain. My tears of depression are clogging up the storm drains and I gotta break out. To relieve the agony from the trappings of street life, ghetto life, thug life, inequality and hypocrisy. So I extend from this plight of urban misery to distill the concoctions of fear and apathy. It's time for a heavy dose of bravery and pass it to those who are falling right behind me so they can feel the rise to the rim of the wise, flowing up the valley of the now, researching, discovering, traveling million miles to land of ancient Egyptian dynasties filled with kingdoms and queendoms, the creators of math, science, and astrology, and building pyramids to connect our place in the universe. And puts in European Greek deception of us being bloodthirsty savages in the full reverse. And give a proper respect for those who have perished in the transatlantic slave trade. The groundwork of the African diaspora has been firmly laid. So I extend to rectify this knowledge itself. Ensuing confidence transforming consciousness into our history, spirit, and wealth. That's guiding me back to the motherland to completely understand my significance as a black man, shunned and disrespected. White supremacy destroying our psyche as a collective, with battle zones in the streets where churches and liquor stores play our people cheap. So I send above the vices that neutralize us into a deadly matrix of bad eating habits and failed relationships. Credit challenges, negative account balances, I send from it all. Show an example of a brother symbolizing freedom, hoping others will take this journey for self-emancipation, and together we can stand tall, side by side, ready to subscribe to the strength of the nation as we all ascend to this blissful celebration, to serenade our spirit to the sweet aroma of black unity, and pass it on to future generations. One love, one mic, Rob Jimbe Poet, and so it is.
Oh, shit. Brother. What you were led to do tonight, I think, was really, as I spoke on earlier, it seems like this even has some type of theme to it where the Creator or God is calling us to bring notice to or to speak upon. So I appreciate that piece because it's just, it's every bit as challenging and enlightening as everything else we've heard tonight. I haven't heard
Thank you
for a while, and it's good to hear you, and especially with that piece. Thank you for coming through on that. And dusting off, 10 years old, man, and dusting it off for us tonight.
Thank you. Gratitude.
Man.
Hey, man. Wow. I'm amazed that you got through that entire piece without using a single swear word. I promise you. I was in my head using them for you where they needed to be laid. But this piece was pure fire.
Yes.
Man, you said so much truth in this piece, and you were sending out affirmations, and you were calling out things that we need to be aware of. And my brother, I salute you.
Thank you. And actually, there were a couple of swear words in it. So.
Well, I didn't hear them. Because this is a profanity-free platform, so, you know, I didn't hear them. Wink, wink, I didn't hear them.
Yeah. Well, actually, the funniest thing, I did this piece on, I don't know if you remember, Enigmatic Mahogany. She had a theater show just like you. And I did that piece. She's like, and I said those words, said the cuss word. She's like, oh, no cussing. I say, okay, well, I'll refrain from using any cuss words and stuff. But, basically it really reflects on, it does reflect on really terms of rising. In terms of how the way we use spirituality, how the way we use God, we have the ability to ascend above any type of things that we're going through, you know, and even though you feel like I'm feeling, you know, you feel like it's not fast enough. Nevertheless, the things that are troubling you, the things that are, you know, keeping you, you know, at bay, you know, it's like it eventually you just believe in yourself, just believe in the ancestors and the creator within, you know,
yes,
things will ascend, they will rise. And it's always, you know, one thing you have to realize, you know, and this regardless of whether you're Christian, Muslim, atheist, whatever, well, not atheist, but, you know, spirituality, African spirituality, and so whatever, there's always going to be some testimony that's going to keep on challenging you. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be something that's going to challenge you, and you got to be prepared. I think that's one of the things that I think we have issues. The thing that we have issues that we respect, like this is going to be like a storybook ending. It's like we live happily ever after, and things are going to be happy for the rest until you make a transition. But there's always going to be some obstacle in the road. Always going to be some obstacle in the road. We always have to prepare ourselves, you know. Always have to prepare yourself. And so when that does happen, you won't get frustrated. You won't discourage. You say, okay, this is one of those moments again. So let's get it started. Let's get equipped. And let me conquer this one too. And on to the next one.
Amen. Ashe, my brother. Yes. I am truly... grateful you came through this evening, and I hope you won't be a stranger.
Oh, not at all. No. I miss coming on here, and you know, because I miss coming on. You know, doing the. I do affirmations, and the mm-hmm. place that I go to, the spiritual center they go to, they have affirmations in the week. I used to come on the show and just do affirmation. That was it. So I think I'm going to get back into doing that. So you know, yeah, Poetic remembers that. So.
I do.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you made it through this evening. Definitely.
Thank you.
I hope you're going to hang out and listen to the rest of the platform, the program with us. And hope you hear from you again.
And I am the other half of Poetic
Therapy.
That's right.
Let them know.
Oh, that's right.
From Poetic Therapy with.
I apologize.
No apologies. It's all good, brother. It's all good, though. But I am I'm the other half of Poetic Therapy with the beautiful, lovely LaPearl. Hey, Jordan Negra. And we will be
Oh, you gonna pay for that?
I know I am. I know I am. I know.
She gonna get you, y'all. And I want to hear it.
Yeah, she'll probably get me tomorrow. But anyway, we have it next week on July 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on Epiphany Radio, Poetic Therapy, for myself and La Perla Negra. And that's how we do it. We take our socks off and we get therapeutic. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my brother. God bless you.
One mic, my brother. God bless you.
All right. Peace.
Man, man. You know, I put my foot in my mouth quite frequently with Danielle. But I do it on purpose. But he's going to get it. He's going to get it for that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
You know, I'm going to keep things moving because the energy that's in this place right now is like, wow. Let me see. Oh, yeah. We're close to the overtime time slot. So I'm going to keep things moving. I was getting ready to play a song. But we're going into overtime anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Anywho, this next brother, he pops in. I call him the prodigal son. he pops in and out. But when he does pop in, oh, my heavens, it's worth it. It's worth it. Hey, stranger. What's good?
Peace. Nothing much, man. How y'all doing, man? Appreciate y'all, man. Good to be here, man. I love you,
man. This is my brother, Rome. What's good with you, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. You know me, just roaming, you know. I have my moments. How y'all, man? I'm loving the show, man.
You, man.
Oh, man, it's glad to be here. And hearing everyone again, I'm like, oh, man, you know. Every time I do it to myself all the time, I'm be like, damn, all of what I've been missing right here.
That's it. But you know what? Sure. It don't matter. Sure. It's not important how many times we fall. What's important is how many times we get back up.
You hear tonight?
So let's talk about that.
Oh, yes, sir, man. I got a piece for y'all I call Tomorrow's Turn.
Tomorrow's Turn. Ooh. Okay. And, you know, I'm a fan, so I'm going to shut my mouth and let you have this mic. I want to hear this. The mic is yours, King.
Thanks. Time settles and stills, a pitch is riveting. My mind's absence is still. Something missing as abstract as the irony that is sitting still. I struggle with the concept, how to live with will. When you're living will, there's nonsense until the end of the contract. You're stiff and still. Every treasures of the memories were told to hold. But letting go is hard until you let it known. There's gold ahead in such a set in stone. The restless is the reason why the grass has grown. The toss has turned electrified, but we have let it die. That helps the growth. Sitting hillside where it never lies. The end is near as ever. And so choosing sides to show for better that these worlds will collide. Whose word decides you cannot halt the masses from the tragic. When the turn of the tides has come to crash in sets of waves. No restraint to turn the page to stop the closing of a chapter. What's been written was a sentence set before and after. All that matters would be the word that bore the balance, born of war and rapture. Torn souls and hope, the lies that told, the truth and love, the hate that found the fractures. Breaking news through power grass and passes. Messages are passing through. The loops of hanging whispers echo through the rooms. Your vacant house has left the ghosts with writings on the walls. Still I find the beauty true to me as molded on the crown. Conflicts crafted in the corners of it all. There's still a past worth living. From her to him, the stories of us all. Surely it's a crawl when walking through a journey such as ours, to find the space is safe, to be secure through the storm. Insurance at a cost. Assurance is a furnace with a soul. Even lit can hit a stall. It's not persistent so that he can lose his fury. What worries most of all, I kept the logs. The journal all I see is wrong. I write to breathe the wind swept through the logs. I kept the light lit. But even in the light, there's plenty of shadows left to fight with. Silence in the dark is where really kept the demons quiet. Sense that kept me feeding knees, hoping that I kept them quiet. I could dance with wolves until we hit the light switch. Means it ends the party for us all. Hostages involved. Only parts of you recall because society dissolves. What lights they're fighting for to order riots and the loudest speech. The quiet keepsake is that quietly nothing gets resolved. Even if you bring the light to things, we're still blinded by our bias. Still it's rights we left uncrossed. The stance brings damages. Checks and balances, let aloud only project the depths they have us in. It's deeper than you imagined it. I'm certain you need a ladder. The steep is staggering. Steps to account the limitless. How hard a hit is it to be considered the rock on the top, and your road to recovery is quitting it? How can you take a shot without losing what you counted as gain? The current's stronger than a wave, and you can't skip on the rain. The ceiling's missing, and the drip is a drain. Water rots what you fit for your frame. Time is on the side of those who did what it takes, and the time is what they took before you thought you could get it your way. Situations change when you're sitting on stage, side by side in the gray. Ain't no picket to wave. Tally toes with Valley's road has heaven delayed. Hell of a way to take a detour. Tour set in rigor mortis. Death is settled, never sudden. Ain't no rushing decay. Stuck in your ways, suddenly change is sudden. Only to come when you and the earth is one, and no one is one. Wanderlust, ashes to ashes, is dust to dust. Night is to day, and the dawn is dusk. What's done is done. Tomorrow's turn.
Boy, man.
Appreciate you.
I don't know where to start. That was crazy.
I was itching for y'all the other night. I was so mad. I was like,
that was Rome fashion, man. Rome fashion coming
Whoa.
Through, slaying the mic, doing what he do,
yeah.
Bro.
Whoa. Yeah.
You're missed, bro. Your presence is missed.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, appreciate
yeah.
y'all, man. I appreciate y'all energy, man. That's what I've been missing, man. I always got such good energy and good inspiration from y'all with differences and our likenesses. Always kept me on the path, you know, and I miss it as far as where everyone is and stuff, you know, but I roam, man,
yeah,
you know, I'm outside, so it's like that's the part that keeps me roaming, because it's like, you know, y'all on here, and I'm like, damn, man, if y'all live next door, it's over. You keep you on the late nights like I do when I used to do
that. We here, brother, we
here. You like to get 3 or 4 in the morning. Get started with family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's true.
Yes, sir. Because y'all be so nice, I'll be wanting to hear more and more and more and more.
I ain't gonna hold you though. I've had a good time at some of them I call it the bewitching hour moments. You know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got the invite from him, and sometimes it would just be him and I, and we just go ahead. I mean.
Yes, sir.
Spotlight.
Just back
that
to the
fun.
Basics, man. That corner
yeah.
cipher stuff, you know?
And some of the basics is returning to your roots or returning to where your comfort zone, your home, which means right here. So you're going to stop being a stranger. You're going to bring your gluteus maximus back here on a more frequent basis. Do you understand me, young man?
Oh, yes, sir, man. You know, I'm going to always do my best, you know? But my name is Rome, you know? But, you know, I'm glad. I'm so glad I caught it. I'm so glad I got here tonight, man. And I'm so glad
you're
even
man,
hearing
man.
Everybody, you know? So I definitely got a catch to hear you guys, too, because I always know y'all do the jump off in the beginning. So I got to get here earlier, too, while I hear y'all do the jump off.
There you go.
There it is, man.
Yeah. Van started to mess tonight.
Oh yeah, I already know, and I like who we brought in too, because I was like, you know, I was counting. I was like, that's 4.
Right.
I was like, that's 4, but I'm gonna wait. My brother was not. I was like, all right, I like that though. I'm like, let me set myself up. But I was about to tell. I'm like, yo, that was 4, man. I was like, but I appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate you,
man.
Brother. More than you know. More than you know, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, look.
You know,
you
I'm tuned in, man. So
you got to stop being selfish with that pen. We need some of that over here.
Hey, God, I got you, man. You know, I'm selfless tonight. So I'm here. I'm going to sit back, listen, and, you know,
I'm going to pray
and get to some OT there, you know? So I'm going to be here.
Okay.
My
all
man,
righty,
you already know.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to hold you to that, too. All right, we got...
Yes.
Yeah, we already in overtime now. So we do have another hand raised. So we're going to bring that brother on.
and keep things moving right along. Okay, don't you go nowhere.
One love, one mic. I'm here.
One love, one mic, my brother. God bless you.
Man, that brother right there, man.
Oh, man, I love that right there, man.
He gives you that rapid fire. I mean, it's like that matrix type learning where you got to plug into the mainframe
to
get all of this. He could just bombard you with just whoa metaphor and imagery and oh my heavens! I love that brother. Yeah,
yes,
God
sir.
Is using him. Definitely. But we have one more hand raised.
We actually got two
the
more.
The one hand.
Raised. We got two more.
No, that one, he just wanted to make sure that I knew he was in queue.
Ah, okay.
This is
okay.
A good brother from out in Cali. You know, he said
got
he
it,
was going to come
it.
And check me out. Listen.
Gotcha.
But
we appreciate
I might,
you listening,
you know,
brother. We
you
appreciate
know,
you listening.
But you know, I am the king of throwing people under the bus, right?
Uh-oh. I do know that you are that.
But with that, I'm going to bring on the next caller. I don't know. I just felt like saying that for some reason.
I don't know, but you know, the next caller is probably going to throw us under the bus. But we shall see.
Yeah, might be right about that. But so there's no point in delaying the inevitable.
No
next
point.
On the mic is if this thing. Come on, there we go. It's none other than Mr. Automatic. Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
What up, Go-Go?
Hey, Go-Go. You know, I'm such a fan. I'm such a fan of these freestyle kings, you know. Kane. They're not kings.
There it
they're
is.
Freestyle kings.
There it is, bro. Not kings. Kangs. There it is, bro.
Yeah, freestyle kings.
Hey, you know something, though? Automatic. Was it last night?
Yeah.
Last night you freestyled a piece, and you know if the time wasn't running out on the show like it was, I was gonna freestyle a piece for you, but time ran out.
Yeah. Okay. Oh
you
no,
almost got
man! Make sure
you almost
got playing time. You know, you gotta show love to the fans. And you know, freestyle Kane. You know, yeah, show love to the fans. Fans want to hear you freestyle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I really think they'd rather hear you freestyle than us, though, Mr. Automatic.
I was about to say.
In honor of you all, I would do that. In honor, I mean, because I get nervous, man, when I got freestyle on you, you know, y'all greatness.
Man.
Do you
have your
Bro,
you got some
yes,
way to move
man.
On?
I sure do.
It's getting real deep up in her tonight.
Yeah, it's getting thick.
Well, okay then. My brother. What is that? The Go-Go brother?
My Go-Go
what
brother.
What is your piece for tonight?
All right. I'm going to do this phone call. Do not lock the door. It's a I brought my mind, so I have to tell you this. I brought my mind, freestyle artist. So, all right. In these bad situations, love should be the location. I ask this question. Why are you pushing people away? You're a person of God, and somebody needs your help. Are you the type of bishop that will cuss someone out? Remember where God brought you from. Do not lock the door. Stop locking your heart. Stop tearing people's lives apart. You should be so helpful.
trying to get to people to give to God. Everything they have to wrestle. We all special in God's eyes. In our lives, that we have to improvise. Remember what God brought you through. Some people get saved and put everybody's life in the grave. Nah, remember, the point of view that all is God's children has value, you have to overstand. You see, we all come to a special place in our life. We want to do right. Do not lock the doors. If somebody's with me, and we are one, we be like the sun. We be like the moon. We stay in tune. She's my love. I know that you want to judge, but it's okay. Everything's on display. But what can I say? Will you unlock the doors? Them lock. If you are someone in the church trying to put somebody down, what are you doing? Don't you think that God will make you want to repent? But in any event, you need to understand. Keep locking at the doors. But in the end, when our souls are as free to come to God, them doors must be open. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the local entity, is in my land property and drive.
I see. That
see?
Is exactly why I'm freestyling to you.
That's
we all
exactly
have
why,
our
I mean, you know,
we all got our lane.
Well, you know, only, you know, I wish I could do it like you all. You're like you and God tag.
I'm glad I
didn't
take my boots off.
I wish I could be like y'all.
So glad
I wish I could be like y'all in freestyle. I mean, I just almost make me cry. I mean, oh my God, Jesus, you are so great. Your greatness. Oh my goodness, you are so blessed.
Van, what was that show where
you
get to bang on them?
You are so blessed. Oh my
that was,
goodness.
That was Do What You Like. But this is not
do
that show.
Do what we like. Can we
oh
do what we
goodness.
Like? No. Automatic. That was a powerful piece, my brother. I thank you for that. And like I say, we all got our gift. God has given us, he guides us how he wants to use us. And he definitely uses you well in that freestyle genre, my brother. Don't ever change for nobody.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And with that, Van's going to do a freestyle for you.
Oh, yeah.
My go-go
oh,
brother
bus,
from another
bus.
Mother. My go-go brother from another I'm turning my inner automatic. My go-go brother from another mother. My go-go brother from another mother.
Oh, I'm about to
you want to might want to mute your mic before you comment on that. I didn't
thank you, thank
tonight,
you
one day.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. I mean, that was the best I got, just what I just did a moment ago. That's the best I got for now.
Okay.
I'm
so glad that y'all threw each other under the bus. It makes me want to cry. Oh, my goodness.
Don't do that, brother.
The anointing in this house. The anointing of freestyle in this house. Oh, my goodness.
Automatic.
Yes, freestyle game.
Automatically. What you talking about, Willis? Well, my brother, I appreciate you for coming through with that piece tonight. And We're in overtime, so I don't have the time to do it. Otherwise, I would have freestyled a piece for you. But call in next week. You might, if you call in.
I'm gonna pray that you freestyle. Okay, I'm gonna think I answer my poetic prayer. Okay.
Oh, wow. Now, are you going to take that on
the
next? See, you ain't playing right.
Yeah,
you ain't doing
God
right.
Answer my poetic prayer. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to ask God, please do it now. Make sure you freestyle now, God.
There it is.
Please.
Make sure you ask for Paul and Paul alone. Paul and Paul alone.
Oh, man. Okay.
Then won't he do it?
Lord have mercy. Oh, y'all are not playing fair at all tonight. You know what? I'm sending you to the praise lounge.
Okay.
We're going to listen to one song. Then we're going to come in with our final comments and release you folks. Or we'll see where we go from there. But I appreciate you, my brother, Automatic. One love, one mic. I hope to hear from you next weekend when Van does that freestyle. God bless you.
All right. God bless you all.
Oh, man. You know what?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be of it. I'm asking you to protect me. I know you can. I know you will. Fight my battle. I keep still. Right now. Petronell. Be a Petronell. Be a Petronell. As I come and go. Are you my boy? Get your dance on. Come on. Be a Petronell. Say. Cause I need protection.
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 Along the
a protection,
along the way,
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 protection,
a strong tower,
my family,
along the way,
be a center,
be
a center now. Come on, be a vengeful now. Hey, protection,
a protection,
a protection,
along the way,
protection,
salvation,
strong tower.
Protection.
A strong tower,
a protection,
along the way,
my refuge,
my family,
my family,
along the way,
protector,
my sovereign,
protector,
along the way,
my family,
my children,
my brother.
Make some noise in this place.
Bring
it up. Yeah. Protection.
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 Along the way.
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 Protection.
My family.
Your family.
Along the way.
My children.
Your children.
Along the way,
my brother,
my mother,
my father,
along the way,
my family,
your family,
my father,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Be a prince,
be a prince right now.
Thank y'all for indulging me for that moment. I just needed to hear that piece right there. Van, now.
Yes, sir.
Would you assist me in the closing down aspect of the platform tonight? By, like, maybe letting these folks know what awesome week they have ahead of them if they tune into the Epiphany Network.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night will be the Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, is going to be the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. And then Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra and Rob the Djembe Poet Morrow. And then Sunday night, we'll be right back in here for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
I don't know if I'm biased or what, so I'm going to ask you for your opinion on this, man. That sounds like an awesome week. At 9 o'clock.
It definitely sounds like an awesome
for the whole week
at 9 o'clock.
But that sounds like an awesome 9 o'clock for the whole week. How's that?
Absolutely.
Man, look. This is not a paid advertisement. I'll need to come on back every night. Check us out. Now, we love poetry on this platform, as y'all can tell. But there's something that we love even above our poetry, and that is our relationship with Christ, our desire to share his word, our desire to just praise him and thank him, you know. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to join every Sunday night together to do just that. So Van wants to let you guys know, in case you're interested, in case you're curious.
I mean, in case you got this inkling or something's tugging you on your collarbone or, you know, saying, hey, why don't you get to know God on a more intimate level? Please reach out to myself or Divine Inspiration, and we'll be happy to usher you into the kingdom of God through his written word and our experiences of him. You know, let you make a decision all on your own. And we'll guide you, we'll walk with you, man. We will help you pray. We will make sure that you walk in the right path, or at least the path that has been chosen for you. So please, let us know so that we can help you along your journey. Paul, back to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I can't speak for anybody but myself, but tonight has been a power-filled night for me. I've received some little confirmations. I've received some slap on the wrist. I've received a lot of power from what was spit here tonight. This is what we do this for. It's not about us. This is about allowing God to use us to reach out to somebody else through what he has led us to write.
Absolutely.
We are our brother's keeper, and in our own way, this is how we do this. So I appreciate all that came through this evening. I invite you back if you don't get an official invitation because of some slip-up of mine. Know that you have a standing invitation, okay? So now you have no excuse. 9 o'clock every Sunday night, be here. Except for last Sunday, of course, that's Youth Poetry, and we start at 8 o'clock. So if there's some young ones in your life that just need somewhere to maybe vent, maybe needs to ask questions, or they want to spit a piece of poetry, the last Sunday of every month on the Inspiration Factory is Youth Sunday. So invite them young folk in here, you know. And with that, I think it would be appropriate to once again approach the throne. And I have another song that I just, so if you'll join me at the throne for a moment, please. Heavenly Father, not much more can be said, Father, at your presence this evening. You showed up and you showed out. You showed your grace. You showed your mercy. You showed your desire to empower us, to make us better. Father God, I ask that all that you put forth this evening be received and achieved. Your word says we have not because we ask. Now, well, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for peace for your listener, for these listeners, for your children, for the world, Father. I'm asking that you rise up men and women and children who are willing to stand for you, to face whatever may be faced in the times that come. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to yet praise you without persecution. That day is coming. But even in that day, Father God, we stand fast, praising your holy name. So I ask that as we close this program tonight, Father God, that you would go with each one of us, the callers, the listeners, the families that they represent, Father God. Place your hedge of protection around them, govern them, guide them, and love them as you always do, Father. We'll be sure to give you all the praise and all the glory, all the honor that is due your name. For it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. God bless you all.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day. Forever faithful toward me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
For me, great is your mercy. Day after day.